I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. When you think of great Western art, a few cities come to mind: Paris, New York, Florence. Outside the museums of Florence, tourists line up for hours to view some of the masters.
Michelangelo, Botticelli, Raphael, Leonardo da Vinci.
Bernini, if he's here.
But notice something about those names. All men.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure I could name a female artist from Renaissance Florence.
No, I don't think I could, but I will be interested. Who would you recommend?
Well, one of Florence's museums has some ideas. This year, the Uffizi kicked off a series of exhibitions dedicated to the work of female artists from centuries ago. And the curators didn't have to look far to find the artwork. Here's reporter Anna Benstead.
Deep inside the Uffizi, in an office dominated by a somber portrait of one of his predecessors, I meet the museum's current and very busy director, Ike Schmidt.
Hello, how do you do?
Well, thank you.
Schmidt took over at the Uffizi after some years at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, a place where he got some advice from an unusual source.
When I was in Minneapolis, before I became the director of the Uffizi, in fact, I met with the Gorilla Girls.
Feminist art activists who wear gorilla masks as part of their protest.
The Gorilla Girls told me that in many museums, in fact, women artists were in storage.
I think there was the general assumption at the time that if there were no women or artists of color in the mainstream art history books, it meant that their work did not rise to the quality necessary. Well, we knew that wasn't true. We knew that history is a richer story than that.
So I thought, well, when I get to Florence, let's have a look. What we discover is that we really are probably the museum with the largest collection of works of art by women before the 19th century.
But not necessarily on display.
I mean, I think nobody consciously decided, well, let's just put all the paintings by women into storage. But it was just a general prejudice that people held. And so it built up over time that male artists were privileged in museum displays.
Schmidt decided to get as many of these paintings out of storage as possible. So far this year, the Uffizi has already placed dozens of self-portraits by women on display.
We also will be hosting special exhibitions dedicated to women artists every March on the occasion of International Women's Day.
But it's not just one museum spurring change in Florence. Across town, which in Florence sometimes means crossing paths with a parade or a demonstration, Linda Falcone tells me about the Advancing Women Artists Foundation, where she's director. The focus is
art by women and how to rescue their stories and restore their work.
Falcone says when they first started approaching museums in Florence 10 years ago,
the first question when we would go in and say we'd like to fund the restoration of art by women, the response would be, why?
What was your answer to them?
I'm still answering. It's important to explain to people that women have, in fact, been forgotten by history. Women artists in their time were very, very successful. They usually enjoyed huge renown from their contemporaries, and that's something we forget.
There are some well-known women artists from Europe's past, like Artemisia Gentileschi, but the search is now on for the many others who have become invisible over the centuries.
In order to exist as a professional women artist, they had to be successful in their era.
Artists like Plautilla Nelly, the first to be featured as part of the Uffizi's new focus on women artists of the past. She was a 16th century painter, a nun who was as ambitious in her art as her male contemporaries.
She had a workshop where she trained other women. She did large-scale works, and that's a really important issue to look at, because most women artists of the 1500s were doing small-scale works. And then you have Nelly, who's doing these large-scale, enormous biblical paintings, like The Last Supper, which is 21 feet long.
And Falcone points out that Nelly was a self-taught artist. She had to be.
You have to consider a context in which women artists were not able to study. They couldn't frequent academies as full-fledged members, for example. They couldn't study anatomy. And they couldn't issue invoices for their works.
Back at the Uffizi, I have a question for Ike Schmidt.
In the world of academics and art historians in the 21st century, does it cause tension? Does it cause a problem that women artists are being displayed because they're women?
Well, I hope that it's not just because they're women. I mean, it's really, we're bringing them out, but we display them not in a separate space, so we don't create a feminine ghetto or anything like that.
And are those who wait so long outside the museum making time for the female artists of the past?
The visitors don't rush through, but they actually stay and look.
And a sure sign of success.
And take their selfies.
For The World, Anna Benstead, Florence, Italy.